This community update was brought to you by YouRadio. Artificial intelligence is moving quickly into workplaces and everyday life, and mental health leaders say the impact is already being felt. Rita Jahal, Executive Director of the Mood Disorders Association of Manitoba, says the speed of change has been overwhelming.
AI came in with such a force. It caught us off guard a little bit, certainly caught me off guard. It took me a while to even understand what it was and to even look at ways and how it can be used in the workplace. So for us at Mood Disorders, that's a big part of why we're interested in this topic, because it has such an impact on the lives of people that serve others.
She says staff, volunteers, and clients are feeling the pressure, especially as AI becomes more common around the job.
The impact of that has to be looked at in terms of when the workers are having, our staff are using it. Are they getting scared because is my job going to be lost? And, you know, my CEO or my ED is allowing so much more of this to be happening. And am I going to lose my hours? Am I going to be able to do this? And the stress level that gets attached to that.
At the same time, AI leaders are saying the technology itself isn't new. Joel Foster, president and CEO of Northforge, says it's been quietly integrated for years.
And everybody thinks that it's just something that's happened in the last couple of years. No, it's been around for 7 years or 6 years. It's going on 7 years. It's been in everything that we've used in our phones, in the background of our phones. It's just 2024 is when the public became more aware of it. And when ChatGPT launched, people were actually able to interact with it a different way. So, and it is moving quicker because more companies are now putting time and effort into it. But it has been around for a long time.
Foster argues that when used properly, AI can improve mental health by reducing workload.
Using AI at work has actually improved my mental health because I don't have to do longer hours. I can get everything done in a shorter period of time so that I can actually go home and make dinner for my family and be with my family.
Both leaders stress that AI has limits, especially when it comes to mental health support.
We want to make sure that in an organization like Mood Disorders, where we have clients and volunteers, that ChatGPT doesn't become a therapist, because that's one of the things that we're hearing from people outside, that many people are using these tools to become a therapist because they can't go out or they don't have access to it, and so they can find an immediate response.
Well, concerns also extend to misinformation and scams, particularly for seniors and isolated individuals.
Even the incidents like, you know, a woman got scammed for a romance, and it was the use of technology that was, you know, figured out how she...
Well, they use human beings for that. I think when you're talking to AI, you're talking to a scammer. That's how you've got to look at it.
Yeah, that's right.
That person, whether they're AI or human being, are going to tell you what you want to hear. And you just have to be like eyes wide open.
That's right.
They don't care about you. The scammer doesn't, and the AI does not care about you. It has no feelings whatsoever.
Despite the concerns, neither leader believes fear is the answer. Both hope ongoing conversations, including a public event on AI and mental health this May, will help Manitobans navigate the technology with care, balance, and compassion. With You Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.